Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. It's Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for checking out this week's recording. I have a local Christian radio station here in South Florida, and I am going to be doing a message about the truth about Christmas. Put your comments and questions below the video once we're finished. Here you go. Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to the show today. My website is TorahLifeMinistries.org. I feel so blessed to be able to be on this radio station and share these messages, which I consider biblical truth, not my opinion. I also consider them historical fact, and I welcome you all to look at them yourself. The topic today is going to be the truth about Christmas, and where did we ever get to where we got on this topic? Because there's so many people that are believing and doing things around this time of year that have nothing to do with the Bible. And if you call yourself a Christian, or a believer or a follower of God, and you're doing something in the opposite direction, what is the physical application of what you are doing? Are the consequences for kind of talking about out two sides of your mouth, saying you believe one thing and you want one thing, but then going to do exactly what the scriptures talk against? Now, I do believe joy is one of the principal goals of scripture and of our Creator giving us a second chance and setting us free by giving us the gift of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, to take place for our sins so we could be set free and go out and live a holy life. Because when our Creator did that, He didn't just leave us with nothing. He left us with a book, a Bible, how to live, a history book that talks about the past, present, and future. And if you had a book that could tell you the past, present, and future, you would be rich, you would be joyful, you'd be happy, because you would know everything. You know how to prevent things, you would know how to cure things, you would know how to deal with things, because it'd be in the book. But there's one thing you would have to do for that to take place. You'd have to follow what the book says. And I wouldn't recommend you following a book given to you by some magical character or some evil character, because their agenda is evil things. But if we have a wonderful Creator, which we do, who's let his son, Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, die for us, so we could be set free from death row and have another chance at life. And He was going to leave us with a book on how to live and what happened in the past and what's going on now and what will happen in the future. The one who created us and knew us in the womb before we were even born, who knows every hair on our head, whose agenda is for us to experience joy, true joy, who wants us to store treasures up in heaven and not worry about the man-made fears of this world. I'd suggest we listen to that book over some books that might seem attractive to us right now, but lead us to a very scary place, folks. And with all that, and we think about the history of certain things, I am just calling people, I'm calling Christians, I'm calling everyone, please look at the history of something before you decide to make it part of your life. Is that too much to ask anyone? For your own life, for your own protection, look at the history of something before you decide you are going to do certain things. Don't just blindly do them and take it for granted that it's going to bless you or you're going to be okay or there's nothing wrong with something. You know, we can argue about the future. We can disagree about the present. But the past has already happened. The history is there. And the history is clear on many things. So we have the history of how Christmas started and how all these things started. And when we do the lesson, it's not what people think it is. And people say, well, I see what you're saying, but I'm not doing anything pagan about Christmas. I'm not partaking in anything that's evil. I just want to celebrate the birth of our Messiah. And that's what people are saying. But that is not what Christmas is about. And people might have made it about that. And some people still might hold to that. But I'm here to give you the truth about Christmas. Because when it comes down to people saying we are just celebrating the birthday of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. Or they're just, you know, keeping this day to remember him. Why, of all days on the calendar, would you pick this day? And that's not me, you know, trying to trick you into an answer. That's an honest question. Why would you pick December 25th? And you might say, because my calendar says that's the day. Or because that's the day everyone else does it. As a believer, one of the main principles of the Bible is not to do something just because everyone else is doing it, especially if it goes against the word. But as I say often, we've gotten away from the principles of scripture, and we follow instead the traditions of man. And that's what happened. Now, not all traditions are bad traditions, but when the traditions completely go against what the Bible says, what the word of our Creator says, then we have an issue. Then something is wrong. And we need to make a choice. And the great thing is we have a choice. Or maybe it isn't great because people are making the wrong choice. So, celebrating Christmas or other days that, first of all, we look at the where these days came from. So, let's just think about that from a second. Because, you know, the Bible talks clearly about not doing things or saying things and not following through on things. As it says in Matthew 15:8, the people draw near unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And there's a lot of deception going on. And I'm not saying people's hearts are not, in the right place always. But there's another scripture in James 4:17 that says to know good and not do it to him it is sin. So if you didn't know something, yes, there are still consequences for you living a certain way. But once you find it out and what you choose is a whole nother story. And I'm going to just tell you so about Christmas and where it came from. So where did Christmas come from? Well, first, people claim that it's the birthday of our Messiah. And that is absolutely not true. And there are many Christians that know it and still decide to do it because everyone else is doing it. Our Messiah was born during the Feast of Tabernacles, sometimes in September, according to biblical records, according to the Bible. He was born sometime in September, which was around the time of the Feast of Tabernacles, also known as the appointed time of Sukkot in the scriptures, where every male over a certain age was called to go to Jerusalem, and there was a ton of people in Jerusalem at that time. And this is why when Yeshua went there, there was no room for him in the hotels or anywhere else, because you know it was filled with people that came from all over to celebrate the appointed feast time of Sukkot, Tabernacles. So that was sometime in September. So how do we get December 25th from December? Well, there's a lot of pagan roots connected to this, and a lot of times what people have done in the past, the Catholic Church specifically has done, is they've found a very pagan holiday and tried to go against it with a biblical event. So for example, there's all these pagan holidays that are coming up, like Easter, for example, is a pagan holiday. Or the birthday of Eustosis is a pagan holiday. So the Catholic Church tries to say, well, we'll just have this, make it a biblical day. More of a good practical example would be Halloween, because that's what's taking place right now. We know Halloween is a very evil, wicked, pagan day. But what the church has done is decided, let's call it a harvest festival. So we have something to do to go against this evil, wicked day, and we'll call it a harvest festival. So now you have a whole bunch of churches pretty much celebrating Halloween, but just changing the name around. And what December 25th truly is the birthday of Tammuz. And it's a pagan god. And the church has tried to say, well, we'll just try to come up with a holiday against that. So they've taken one of the pagan idols that are worshipped the most by people. And then they tried to look at the true Messiah, the one that should be followed by every person, and they tried to make them both on the same day. And this is a day that we need to be aware of the history and what's taking place, and not distract us away from the true things that have happened on this day. So, people very well likely might be celebrating the birth of Yeshua on this day. There's far and few between these days, because now it's just become a Hallmark holiday, and people aren't doing that. But I have a list of how far agendas can go to make people do things. I call it the dumbest list ever, but it's just a list in my mind of things people do that just does make no sense, but people follow these things. I mean, I'll give you an example. Lighting explosives, taking a chance on blowing off your arm, lighting explosives so you could see something blow up in the sky, spending your money on doing that. I mean, where do these ideas come from? And why would we do something like that? Now, so let's get to Christmas, the dumbest list ever, the Christmas thing. First, we'll look at Christmas lights. It's bad enough our electric bill is big enough, but now we're going to just decorate our house with a whole bunch of lights that freeze, and when we're going to put these lights up just to make our house look beautiful for 2 weeks out of the year. And it makes no sense. At least now, you know, I go to the store and they have a new thing, which is pretty interesting. You know, it's like a one little light and it shines a whole bunch of little lights on the house. At least you don't have to stand out there for hours putting up all these different lights. But really, Christmas lights. I mean, if you like the way it looks, have them up all year if you think that it's for beauty. But there's nothing about lights that make anything so... it has nothing to do with the birth of our Messiah. So let's look at another thing that is probably at the top of my dumbest things people do list ever. And that has to be with going outside of your house and cutting down a tree and bringing it in your house. Really? I mean, what? You're going, it's like backwards. Normally we should have things growing outside in our yards and in our front patio of yards and stuff and plants and... You know, I'm all for one with plants in a house, but cutting a tree from outside and bringing it inside your house? And you mean people are paying to do this? To buy a tree, a dead tree, or a tree that's going to be dead real soon, and to put it in your house? And then to put Christmas lights on top of it? So that's what people are doing. So basically... you know, the scriptures talk about what happens when somebody dies and how we're to remember them and so on. But when it comes to birthdays and the birth of certain things, there's no things like this mentioned in the Bible. And if they are to remember how old somebody is one thing. But to make a celebration out of something the Bible says not to do, to do it by doing these things like bringing a tree in your house, which the Bible, by the way, says not to do in Jeremiah 31. It says don't do it. And I am not the Grinch that stole Christmas. I'm not trying to be that. I'm trying to be like the person that's going to give you joy for seeing the truth in this. You know, so I mean, if you want to honor our Creator for the Messiah who died for us and set us free, instead of continuing in pagan practices and following the masses of just making this a Hallmark holiday, why don't you go and try making a promise that you'll start following our Creator and start doing the things that He asked us to do and to live the way He told us to live? So instead of spending all night in front of a tree inside your house with your children and your family and opening up gifts and all this stuff, why don't you spend all night in your house in front of a Bible and start reading the Ten Commandments and remind yourself of them? Or any of the commandments, and go over them and say, well, children and to our family, did we do this year? Are we going to do this next year? You know, we have a Messiah, somebody who literally was beaten and died for us so we wouldn't forget these things. Where it says in the scriptures, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have forgotten me, I will forget you. Because you have rejected my word, I will reject you for being priests for me. Not only will you suffer, but your children will suffer. As it says in the scriptures. So wouldn't it make a wiser idea, instead of sitting in front of a tree, which the Bible says in Jeremiah not to do, is bring a tree in your house, and opening gifts and presents, which is just, you know, against the whole principle of just gathering all these different things and just spending our hard-earned money on, on presents that people are probably going to throw out 2 weeks later? Doesn't it make more sense to sit in as a family, probably for the only time of the year people are going to do this in many families, and open up the word of our Creator, of the Messiah who gave to us so we can be set free again, and start reviewing the commandments and see which ones we kept and which ones we didn't keep, and thanking Him for dying for us so we can keep these things, and making a vow or a promise or something to say we've been wrong and repenting and saying, it's because, you know, the greatest gift He's given us is Yeshua, our Messiah. Yes, but let's make repentance. Repentance should be the greatest thing we could have. Throw a whole bunch of repentance on everyone's hearts and say, you know what, we need to repent. We need to repent because we haven't been keeping the commandments. We need to repent from the things that our flesh did that we knew what was wrong, but we did it anyway. We need to repent because there's so much more we got wrong that we don't even know we got wrong. We need to repent because our Creator gave it so simple and clear and said, my yoke will not be difficult, and gave us His words on what to follow and how to follow, and we've purposely been making a practice of living against that. And we think by going one day a year and celebrating something, that's like, you know, your neighbor has a kid down the block that everyone just, you know, completely ignores. Nobody goes there to play with him. Nobody does anything. And you talk about him and all this other stuff. And then it's his birthday and you're all going to go to his house to a birthday party and say, oh, today's birthday, and act like you've been treating him great all year. No, people, Christians have been ignoring Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, the whole year, ignoring his instructions and ignoring his guidelines, making an excuse saying, you know, he died for our sins so we could live in sin because he died for our sins. You know, making a topic of grace versus law when grace goes with law in the Bible, acting like it's no big deal. And then all of a sudden his birthday is coming. You want to celebrate his birthday. You want to celebrate his birthday. If you really looked at what Yeshua said and looked at the way you're living, does it match up to Scripture? So we need to consider these things. The Christmas season, or this season is a great time, a great opportunity to check yourself and question yourself on these things that are happening. And ask, why do church buildings have trees inside them just for this 1 week out of the year? Why do they put lights up on the front of their churches to attract more people just this one time a year? This is the season. This is the season. No, this is paganism. completely against what the Bible says to do. So we need to talk about Yeshua and learn who Yeshua is and start following the ways of our wonderful Messiah. But people just aren't doing that. And if we just gave as much attention to how we get into the so-called Christmas spirit, by buying certain things and doing certain things, we want to get a whole bunch of gifts. We work so hard all year, spending time away from our families, away from our children, so we could have enough money. So when this certain time of year comes, we can cut down a tree outside, put it in our house, and buy a whole bunch of gifts that we put under the tree that are probably more money. We think they're on sale, but they're more money than they've ever been before during this season. And we still think it's a sale. And, you know, you want to save money on presents, go buy your presents in the summertime, put them on the tree in the wintertime. Not right around the holidays time. Doesn't make no sense. But, so now we do that. So now we're spending our money, our hard work time that we spent away from our family, all we say to celebrate the birthday of our wonderful Messiah, but then we don't even listen to him and do as he says. And then we wonder why we have consequences in our lives, and we're doing things in our lives that go completely against what the Bible says. The average Christian has no idea what the Ten Commandments are. And the ones that do just make excuses of picking and choosing of which ones feel good to them to keep this week or that week. If we just read the Bible and matched us a life to the Bible, and you decide. You decide, have you been doing it or not? One of the most beautiful, sweetest words in the whole Bible, the Christian church today has turned into a curse word. That is the word repent. Repent means to change your ways, to change the things you were doing that go against the word of our Creator, show sorrow for it, that you will not continue to make a practice out of these things. And if you do slip up, you'll appreciate the grace and the mercy of our wonderful Messiah. But we're not going to continuously on purpose, continually go out there and worship idols of this world. And Christmas has become an idol of this world. That's what happened. That's what's going on. And that's the truth about Christmas. And you know, it's no difference if you got rid of the Christmas tree and you have a Hanukkah bush in your house. You know, we can go to that topic, go to my website, and you see on that topic the same same thing from a different viewpoint. You know. So it's our Creator's, you know, our Messiah's birthday, the day he was born, which really wasn't. I mean, that's just the greatest. Why would you celebrate somebody's birthday? It's bad enough you call somebody by a name that's not his. Okay? His name's Yahshua, which means the salvation of Yahweh. You know, you translate Yahshua to English, what do you get? Joshua. So, but now you're celebrating somebody's birthday when it's not their birthday. I have friends on Facebook. I have friends on the internet. You know, when it's my birthday, they contact me. They say, happy birthday. But they don't contact me 4 months before and say, happy birthday. Or 3 months after my birthday and say, happy birthday. You know? So why did they do this at Christmas time, when it's not the birthday of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus? Why? But it's very clear. And then to top it all off, okay, so just picture a whole bunch of people in the Catholic Church a long time ago sitting in a room saying, let's see how far we could take this. We'll say his birthday is this day. Now, you know what? Let's get a really fat man and dressing up in some weird suit and talk about flying reindeers, and he's the one that's going to go down chimneys that he probably can't even fit down, and we're going to see if people believe this one. Well, people are believing this one. Well, what are we going to call this strange character? You know, what are we going to call this? Well, Satan is a red picture of a red goat with a goatee and horns, and people, they fear Satan, so maybe if we make the name similar, they'll catch on. But no. So they call him Santa. You change one letter, you got Satan. So they call him Santa. So now you got a big fat guy riding flying rainbows, and parents are telling their children, instead of parents saying, you know, our Messiah died for us so we could be set free and we could live a certain way and we have to appreciate him. No, what are they saying? Oh yeah, there's a flying man that's gonna come down our chimney at nighttime. You know, we gotta leave some junk food out for him so we can eat it and get even fatter while he, you know, leaves presents under the tree. You know, but it's okay, you know, and if you just look at the history of the mistletoe, if you look at where they had orgies under these hanging bushes in people's houses, if you look at the history of the Christmas tree where in Jeremiah it said, do not cut down a tree and keep the tree in the house, if you look at the history of the true birthday of Tammuz, the pagan god which impregnated Eustosis with the beams of the sun, and they had babies and killed them and dipped them in the blood, and that was where you got Easter and traditions of Easter. And if you look at people celebrating this birthday of Tammuz, this pagan god, on December 25th, if you looked at the history of Yeshua, our Messiah, being born during the Feast of Tabernacles and not during this time of December 25th, and you started to question why are we doing these things? Something has to be wrong with these things. And if you look at the spiritual context of these things, the true biblical appointed feast times that the Bible says we will be blessed by keeping, blessed by following, people completely ignore, and then they wonder why the rest of the year they have all these troubles and all these things are coming upon them. And now we go worse. We even change it now to a Hallmark holiday, which is basically, people aren't even looking at the birthday of Messiah anymore. They're not, you know, they've completely took Yeshua out of Christmas. And now it's just a day to find sales and to get presents and everything else. If we spend enough time reading the Bible as we do, looking for special deals and going on Black Fridays and White Mondays and Orange Tuesdays to stores to get different presents and everything else, and spent that time reading the Bible and reading the Word and start putting it to test and asking pastors and preachers and all these other people, why are we doing these things when it's not in the Bible? Maybe we'd be much more, you know, blessed and at peace, and we wouldn't be losing sleep and having insomnia and all these other diseases that the Bible says, if you diligently follow my words, my guidelines and instructions, I will not put the same disease upon you that has been put upon the disobedient, the Egyptians. And it says, when you go into the foreign land, do not follow the pagan ways of the Canaanites where you're going to, or the Egyptians where I took you out of. And when he went to the promised land, he told them, if you separate and divide, I will bless you abundantly. But if you mingle the seed with the world, if you mingle the seed with those disobedient people, I will put new diseases upon you that you never even heard of yet. And to this day, we have more money, medical science, and everything else than ever before in the history of man. But we have more diseases than ever before. We have new diseases people haven't even heard of yet. We have diseases. They even ran out of names for diseases. They got diseases out now called hand and foot and mouth disease. They don't even have names anymore for these diseases. And then they're trying to make a needle or a shot or something where they're injecting the disease into people, and they're going to say that's going to prevent people from getting it. And people are lining up outside their local CVS pharmacies and all these Walmart and all these drugstores and stuff to get a disease injected in them that has unclean things in them that the Bible says never to touch or put in your body, and people are getting injected in them. Dumbest thing ever list. That's what people are doing. People are getting sick, or people are getting dying. But don't worry, when they're at CVS to get their flu shot and all the vaccines that the government one day will make mandatory for people, that people will just continue to go and take it because the government said we should do it, not listening to our Creator's words. Don't worry, when you're online and you're sick and you're getting your drugs and you're getting shot up with all these things that are unclean, you can buy your Christmas presents to put under the tree that you put in your house. That's the way the world is thinking today. You know, the terrorists don't need to bother us. The terrorists, like, they're going to do it to themselves. Look what they're doing. It's no wonder why they look at how watered down a religion has become, and they said, hey, you know, they're doing it to themselves. And that's what's happening. We're killing ourselves. We're dying. We're spiritually dying. That's what we're doing. You know, you want to do something great on Christmas or December 25th to remember Yeshua, the Messiah, the one who died for us, take your family to a pool of water, whether it's inside if you're living in a cold environment, whether it's and baptize that whole family every year as a remembrance. Go baptize some friends. Give them that gift if you truly want to give somebody a gift. Teach them about Yeshua. Teach them about the truth about Christmas, the truth about Messiah who died for us, and say, you know what? Instead of buying presents this year, instead of going bringing a tree inside, let's go to a tree outside. And if it's too cold outside, let's find a pool inside somewhere and let's get baptized. You know, let's do something like that. Let's start living for Yeshua. Let's start telling people about Yeshua or Jesus. Let's start doing these things, folks, and see what happened and see the how the world's going to change and what's going to go on. Hallelujah means praise our wonderful Creator. My website is TorahLifeMinistries.org, and I welcome you all to check that out. You can comment about these or any past lectures you might have heard. If you're in the local South Florida area, we meet every Saturday at 3 p.m. in Lake Worth, Florida. You can contact me at the phone number that will be left after this show. And every Friday night, for 2 hours, from 10 p.m. Eastern Time to midnight, we have a live fellowship via YouTube, and we get on Facebook Live now as well, but via YouTube or Facebook Live, you can get on there. And if you go to the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, I'll send you an email to remind you, but that's every Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time, every Saturday in South Florida at 3 p.m., and go to my website, just a ton of information on there and videos on there about these different topics. So I want to praise our wonderful Creator and thank Him and you and call everyone to repent during this time of Christmas for the things they're doing, for the traditions that they become connected to. And just because we have a sound, reasonable connection, emotional connection to it, doesn't mean it's something we should continue doing once we find out the truth.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. All the stories ever told, all the songs the world could hold, not a single one comes close to tell you what's inside my soul. How sweet it is, how sweet it is, how sweet it is to be loved by Jesus. How sweet it is, how sweet it is, how sweet it is.